Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for all the blessings you have poured out upon us. Thank you for the blessings of good health. Thank you for the blessings of peace of mind, peace of environment. Thank you for the blessings of joy and happiness. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your grace that is keeping us from falling, keeping us from failing. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your authority that is producing signs and wonders in our lives and situations. Thank you for your power that is changing us into the person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you for turning around negative situations in our lives into positive situations. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your interventions that came to us when we so much needed them. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your covenant that is producing great results in this ministry. We thank you for your covenant you have made with us. Thank you for your covenant of healing and health. Thank you for your covenant of riches and wealth. Thank you, Lord, for your covenant of faithfulness you have established with us in this ministry. Thank you for everyone you have blessed through your presence and power in this ministry. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we have come before you again. We have come to seek your face. We have come to tell you our heart desires and requests. O Lord, please hearken to our voices. Look upon everyone that would join this prayer session in your mercy. And help us, look upon us and save us, look upon us from your throne and deliver us. O Lord, move mightily in our lives, even right now as we pray and worship. Move mightily in our lives and do great things, do mighty miracles, so that your name alone may be glorified. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. in Jesus' unfailing name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we begin to pray with prayer points. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battles. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battles. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. You are Jehovah El Shaddai. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battles. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war. You are Jehovah. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God, and all will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you're worthy of our praise. Our hearts will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names. Name above all names. You're worthy of our praise. In our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see How great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. King of kings, you are glorious, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious, you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are great. 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 You are great, oh Lord, you are great. You are great, you are great. Jesus, you are great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God forever, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God, everlasting Father, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do what you say, Lord, you are covenant keeping God. You move mountains, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be preached. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be preached. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your truth. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your truth. We worship at your feet. We bow before your truth. You are the glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Holy, high Lord, all creation, call you God, worthy. Is your name? We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your Lord, we bow and worship Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered. grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. I begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of heaven and the earth, the one who is so great in power, so great in glory, so great in love, so great in caring, so great in dominion, so great in authority, so great in mercy. Worship Him. So great in grace. Praise Him. Most High God, we worship Him. King of the universe, Lord of hosts, we praise Him. Almighty God, we worship Him. We glorify You, Jesus. We magnify You, Lord. We adore You. We worship You. There is none like You, Father. No one can heal as You do. No one can save as You do. No one can restore as You do. No one can revive as You do. No one can transform lives as You do. We praise You, Father. You reverse irreversible things. You control times and seasons. You make anything happen as long as it is Your will. We praise You, Father. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Kingdoms tremble before You. Nations cringe before You. Forces of darkness, forces of hell, they run at Your sight. We praise You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Only You can give what no man can give. Only You can do what no man can do. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for helping me in my helpless state. Thank You for reaching out Your hands to help me in my helpless state, in my hopeless state. Thank You for reaching out Your hands to save me, to help me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus, for helping me. Thank You for helping my body. Thank You for helping my soul. Thank you for helping my spirit. Thank you for helping my life. Thank you for helping my calling, my career, my destiny. Thank you for helping me in my helpless state, because you saw that I cannot help myself. And then you came to help me. Thank you, Jesus. You saw my hopelessness, and then you came to help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My heart's tender. Thank you for helping me in my helpless condition. Thank you for helping me in my hopeless situations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with priceless blessings. Thank you for blessing me with priceless blessings. Blessings that cannot be measured. Blessings that cannot be bought with money. Thank you for blessing me with priceless blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, oh Lord, thank you for blessings you have released into my life. Blessings money cannot buy. Blessings that money cannot buy. Blessings that nothing in this world can meet up with its value. Thank you for blessing me with such blessings. Thank you, Father, for blessing me with priceless blessings. Priceless blessings. Priceless blessings. Thank you, Jesus. What even the wealthiest of men in the world are looking for and yet they can't have, you have freely given to me. What the richest people on earth are busy looking for and yet they could not have, you have freely given to me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with priceless blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for setting my feet on the path I must follow to fulfill my destiny. For many are struggling to find this path I have found, but it wasn't given to them. Say, Father, thank you for setting my feet on the path I must follow to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for setting my feet on the path I must follow to fulfill my calling and destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for setting my feet on the path I must walk in to fulfill my calling and destiny. I am not like those who are confused. I am not deceived, because you have put me on the path that I must follow. Thank you, Jesus. The path of the truth, the path of eternal life, the path of righteousness. Thank you for setting my feet on the right path to walk in, to fulfill my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I discovered that many Christians are not thankful. That is why I decided that we would be thanking God a lot in our prayer sessions. Yeah, because many Christians today have forgotten to be grateful, I've forgotten to be thankful to God. And because of that, they are losing a lot. Those who are thankful, they receive more blessings from God. They receive more blessings from God than those who are not thankful. Yeah. Those who are thankful, they receive more blessings and helps from God than those who complain and murmur to God. Those who blame God for everything that have gone wrong in their lives. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a thankful heart. Give me a grateful heart. The Bible says, give thanks in all things. In everything, give thanks. I'm going to say, Father, give me a grateful heart. Give me a thankful heart. As I journey through this life, as I journey through this earth, make me a thankful Christian. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. Say, oh Lord, make me a grateful Christian. Make me a thankful Christian. Make me a grateful Christian. Make me a thankful Christian. Give me a grateful heart. Give me a grateful heart. Give my children a grateful heart. Give my spouse a grateful heart. Give my family members a grateful heart. Oh Lord, make me a grateful Christian. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be ungrateful. I refuse to be unthankful. Give me a grateful heart. Give me a grateful heart. Give me a heart that will make me count my blessings and thank you for each of the blessings. you have given me. Give me such a heart. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to be like those who murmur, as the Israelites murmured in the wilderness. I don't want to be like those who complain, as the Israelites did against you and provoked you to anger. Oh Lord, please give me a grateful heart. Please give me a thankful heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in the environment of my life and cause a great progress to happen to me. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in the environment of my life and cause a great progress to happen to me. Cause a great progress to happen in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I begin to talk to God. In the name of Jesus, move mightily, move mightily, move mightily. O Lord of hosts, move mightily in the environment of my life, in the environment of my career, in the environment of my calling and destiny. Move mightily in every area of my life and cause a great progress to happen. In the name of Jesus, move mightily in my life. Move mightily in my business. Move mightily in my profession. Begin to talk to God like that. Move mightily in my ministry. Cause a great progress to happen. Cause a great success to happen. Cause great excellence to happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to put your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, breathe upon your spiritual gifts in my life and cause them to produce great results for your glory. I'm going to repeat myself. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, breathe upon your spiritual gifts in my life and cause those gifts to produce great results for your glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that with your right hand on your head. Say, Lord Jesus, breathe upon my spiritual gifts. Breathe upon the spiritual gifts in me and make those gifts produce great profit for your glory. Make the spiritual gifts you have placed in me to produce great profit for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, do Lord Jesus, breathe upon the spiritual gifts you have given to me. Breathe upon your spiritual gifts in me and make those gifts produce great results for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have discovered that a lot of Christians are too spiritually dead. Spiritually dead to even feel God's presence. They are too spiritually dead to discern God's mind concerning the situations in their lives. They are too spiritually dead to pray in the Holy Ghost. They are too spiritually dead to touch things in the realms of the Spirit and move things in the realms of the Spirit. I don't know if you are one of those Christians. Yeah, that your spirit is so far from God. Your spirit is too carnal, too dead to know God. Too dead that you can't even know if God is present or absent in a place. That is serious. Disease. It's a serious disease. More serious than cancer. Spiritual death is more dangerous than any physical disease you have heard of. And the funny thing, I don't know if I should use the word funny. The painful thing is that Christians are comfortable being dead spiritually. I don't know how they are comfortable being dead toward God. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Arise from within me. Destroy my spiritual deadness. Destroy every deadness in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, rise. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, rise. Rise. Bashenede ketenda tashidea. Rise. Rise from within me. Destroy every spiritual deadness. that have made me insensitive, that have made me to lack spiritual sensitivity, that have made me dead towards God and towards God's operations. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such deadness now. In the name of Jesus, destroy every deadness in me. I don't know why you can be comfortable with spiritual deadness. I don't know. I don't understand. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spiritual deadness in my life that has made me so insensitive to the things going on in the rest of the spirit. Every spiritual deadness in my body, every spiritual deadness or death in my soul, every spiritual death in my spirit that has caught me off from God's presence, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Destroy them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to keep your right hand on your head. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every pollution of darkness in me that has killed the life of God in my spirit. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every pollution of darkness in me that have killed the life of God in my spirit. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Dishedete toharande dushreya. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Pollution of darkness in my body, in my blood, that has killed the life of God in my spirit. Pollution of darkness in my soul that has killed the senses of my spirit. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. This is not a time for you to be sleeping. This is the time to pray fervently. If you are feeling sleepy, stand on your feet and pray. This is your eternal destiny. Has God to deliver you? Has God to deliver you? The blood of Jesus, destroy every pollution in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, that has killed your life in me. Blood of Jesus, destroy it now. Bashi te tendo sato shagala. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still going to pray more prayer points on this issue of spiritual death. Spiritual deadness. Yeah, you need to take note of this. The presence of God is not where you come back to. The presence of God is not where you come back to. Like, maybe you leave it in your room and then you go out, maybe to place of work, and then you say, I'm coming back to meet God again. I'm coming back to God's presence again. That is not the right approach to God's presence. The presence of God is not where you live and come back to. Just as you leave your room and then you come back. If you carry that mindset, you will never be able to overcome spiritual death and spiritual deadness. You will never. Because out there that you are going is full of death. Yeah, so the presence of God is what you carry with you always. The presence of God is where you live always. When you are talking to people, you talk from His presence. You are cooking in the kitchen, you do it from His presence. Every hour, every minute, every second in His presence. That is how to escape spiritual deadness. Yeah, because some Christians, it is only when they want to pray that they start looking for God's presence. It is only when they want to pray that they start looking for the spirit realm, to enter into the spirit realm. That is a wrong approach to prayer and to God's presence. So the presence of God is not where you come back to. It is where you stay forever. It is what you carry with you always. So you're going to pray. This issue of spiritual deadness is not God's fault. It is your fault. Yeah. The weakness of your spirit is not God's fault. The fact that your spirit is so weak and your spiritual authority is so weak is your fault. Because God has given you everything you need. You are the one that have walked away. You're the one that is walking away. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every carnal mind in me. Destroy every carnal mind. The Bible says that it is when your mind is carnal, that is when you die spiritually. You can read it in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. When your mind is carnal, and worldly and fleshly and selfish, that is when you die. At that moment is when you die spiritually. So you're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every carnal mind in me that is producing spiritual death in my life. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every carnal mind. Destroy every carnal mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I don't know why a Christian would feel comfortable being carnally minded. I don't know how a Christian would feel so comfortable being carnally minded. I don't know how to feel comfortable like that. I can't feel comfortable being carnally minded. So I don't know how a Christian would feel comfortable being carnally minded. Something is wrong. So blood of Jesus, destroy every carnal mind in me that is producing spiritual deadness in my life, that is producing spiritual weakness in my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. I want to carry in me spiritual mindedness. I want to carry in me spiritual mindedness. Blood of Jesus, destroy every carnal mind in me that is producing spiritual death in my life. Every carnal mind in me, thank you, Lord, producing spiritual death, spiritual weakness, spiritual coldness and lukewarmness. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I don't know if I've said it here before, or maybe it was during our Bible study classes. I said the best time the devil wants to attack you is when you are not ready for him. The best time the kingdoms of darkness want to attack you, the best time the forces of witchcraft want to attack you, the best time principalities and powers of darkness want to attack you is when you are not ready for them. When you are in spiritual debt, when you are in spiritual weakness, that is when Satan wants to attack you. Because that is when they are likely to succeed. That is when they have a high chance of succeeding over your life. Now, as a prayer warrior, why should you create that chance for the enemy to attack you, when you know the best time they always want to attack? Then why should you allow yourself to die spiritually? Why should you allow yourself to go down spiritually? Why should you allow yourself to become weak spiritually? When you know that that is the time your enemy is waiting for to strike. Yeah, many of the attacks that prevails over Christians, they come when Christians are in spiritual debt. When the fire in their spirits has gone down, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, create in me a strong fire. Create in me a strong fire that will not allow me to be weak spiritually. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, put in me a strong fire. A strong fire that will make it difficult for me to die spiritually, that will make it difficult for me to go down spiritually. Plant in me that fire. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, plant in me a strong fire that will not allow me to get weak spiritually. Put in me a strong fire that will make it difficult for me to die spiritually. That would make it difficult for me to go down spiritually. Oh Lord, plant in me that fire. Plant in me that strength. Plant in me that power. In the name of Jesus, plant in me that grace to remain spiritually alive, spiritually sensitive, spiritually awakened, spiritually active. Put in me that fire. Put in me such fire and grace that will make me always strong spiritually and alive spiritually and awakened and sensitive. Plant in me that fire. Plant in me that fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some years ago, I thought the secret to having divine dominion is in always praying for hours. and always fasting. Yeah, I thought the secret to having a strong divine authority and dominion is, you know, setting yourself apart from distractions and people and put yourself in a quiet place and pray for many hours. I thought that is the secret. Of course, that is part of the journey to dominion. But that is not the secret. That is not the key. I think I should use the word key. Yeah, that is not the key. Yeah, though it is part of it. Yeah, because you must be able to pray for many hours to gain dominion over realms, both physical, both visible and invisible realms. Yeah, but that is not my point. Though that was right, but there is something else I was missing out then. And I have said it earlier. I found out that the secret is in, or the key is in, being able to walk in the spirit all the time. Being able to be in the spirit all the time. Being able to live in the spirit, walk in the spirit all the time. That is the key. That is more powerful than when you just spend some maybe 6 hours or 7 hours in prayer, and then, you know, go about doing other things. Being in the spirit always is the key to gaining dominion and sustaining that dominion. Yeah. In fact, being in the spirit would make prayer so easy for you. Walking in the spirit would make prayer produce results faster. Yeah, in fact, I grew to the point that I could pray just a short prayer and the miracles will happen. Just a short prayer. Whereas before, if I was going to see that kind of miracle, I must pray maybe for more than 6 hours to see such kind of change. But now that I have known the key, I would pray just a short prayer and things would change almost instantly. So my point is that your ability to remain in the spirit all the time, irrespective of whatever you are going through, irrespective of whatever is happening in your environment, that is the power that gives you dominion. Yeah. The ability to continue like that forever is the key. So So you're going to pray. I'm not saying you will not spend hours in God's presence, but I'm saying that you must not miss out that key. Because many times, once they got in the place of prayer, after they have prayed for some hours, they lost it eventually. Because they did not continue in the spirit. So they left the place of prayer, entered into their normal business and secular activities or daily activities, and they were walking in the flesh. They were doing those activities with carnal mind. And the grace, the blessings they got earlier in the place of prayer that day, they lost it. They lost them eventually. Yeah. So can you now see the difference? You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, help me." To dwell in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit always. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. To dwell in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit always, irrespective of whatever happened in my life, irrespective of whatever I see or read or watch, irrespective of whatever I do on a daily basis, help me to dwell in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit always." Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that when you walk in the Spirit, it will be difficult for you to fulfill the desires of your flesh. It will be difficult for you to satisfy the lust of your flesh. It will be difficult for you to walk in darkness when you walk in the Spirit. Ask God to help you. Say, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. She had tender destiny. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Irrespective of whatever I see on daily basis, irrespective of wherever I go on daily basis, help me to remain in the Spirit. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to live in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still on the issue of spiritual death, which is equal to darkness or spiritual darkness. They are the same. Spiritual death and darkness, they are the same. Spiritual death is a state of darkness. Yeah. Some of you, the cause of spiritual death in your life is your passion for beauty. What has brought spiritual death into your life is your desire, is the desire in your heart to be beautiful. Your desire to be beautiful or to look beautiful. Your passion for beauty. That is the cause of the spiritual death of many Christians. The things you do because you want to look attractive, you want to look beautiful, is what has brought spiritual death into your life. The things you use on your body because you want to look beautiful is what has brought spiritual death into the lives of many Christians. You're going to pray. I don't know how far you have gone in your quest for beauty. You really have to repent on so many things in that area. I don't know how you dress because you want to look attractive. I don't know the things you put on your body because you want to look attractive. Now, those things are agents. Many of those things, I'm not saying all of the things we use for beauty are evil, but many of them, they cause spiritual death. Many of them. Yeah, and sometimes you can pray for 10 years for personal revival and God will not answer your prayers until you stop some things you are doing to look beautiful. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that my body is your temple. I want you to correct me. Regarding whatsoever I put on my body, whatsoever I use on my body for the purpose of beauty. Oh Lord, instruct me on those things. Correct me on those things. And you need to be sincere with this prayer so that God can really speak to you on those things. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, I acknowledge that my body is your temple. Correct me on things that I do, things that I use on my body that is killing your presence in my body, that is killing your presence in my soul and spirit. Oh Lord, instruct me concerning those things. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Instruct me concerning those things. Oh Lord, correct me on the things I use for the purpose of beauty. Oh Lord, correct me on those things. In the name of Jesus, teach me to get rid of everything I apply on my skin, everything I wear on my body that is bringing death into my spirit, bringing death into my soul. Oh Lord, teach me to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, everything I put on my hair, on my head, that is bringing spiritual death into my soul and spirit. Oh Lord, teach me to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that my body is your temple. Whatsoever I do with my body, whatsoever I wear on my body, whatsoever I apply on my body, that is causing spiritual death. Oh Lord, teach me to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus. Teach me to get rid of them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some time ago, I was praying for a sister. And during the course of the prayer, the Holy Spirit told me to ask about the cream she was using, the cream she was using on her skin. The Holy Spirit told me to ask about the cream. Now, the cream she was using does not really look bad, because it's what many people use. But the Holy Spirit revealed that day that cream is bringing darkness into our life. Death into our life. I mean spiritual death. Yeah. And there are many things like that. Many things. Sometimes I would tell Christian sisters, avoid this. It's the problem that is stopping you from getting delivered. They will say, where is it in the Bible that I have to stop using this? I'll just laugh. We are trying to help you. You are giving excuses. Yeah. I would tell them, avoid all these gold jewelry you wear on your body. All these, jewelry. Avoid all this false air, false attachments you attach to your natural hair. There are so many things I would tell them. They would say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter. 2 years, they are still struggling. It doesn't matter. 5 years, 10 years, they are still struggling to be delivered. still struggling to grow spiritually, and yet it doesn't matter, then when will it matter? Yeah. So you really need to be well instructed on the things you put on your body. God did not make mistake when he created us. So then why should we be trying to recreate what God has perfectly created? Why should we try to add some things to our bodies? Yeah, why can't we just agree with the identity and the appearance God has given to us by nature? Why can't we just agree with our natural look and appearance? What are we looking for? Why do we think we are not beautiful until we had all these artificial things to our bodies? All of those things, they are agents of spiritual death, agents of darkness. Whether you agree with me or not, you see, in the realm of the spirit, they don't know, they are not ready to hear your excuses like, where is it in the Bible? In the realm of the spirit, how do I put it? Everything is clear in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. It is in this physical realm you can cover up some things. And you can make something that is red look brown. You can deceive. But in the spiritual realm, things appear as they are. So many of the items you are having on your body for beauty, the way they look in the spiritual realm is darkness. Yeah, that is how they look. Some of them, they look like serpents in the realm of the spirit. But in the physical realm, you see them, you feel like there's nothing wrong with this. But they have another identity in the spiritual realm. So now, will you be telling the demons in the spiritual realm, and you say, demons, you know, there's nothing wrong in using your items. Because many of those items, they have been claimed by demons. Because God did not tell us in the Bible, there's nowhere in the Bible God told us to help ourselves look more beautiful. There's no way in the Bible. God said, add some things to yourself so you can look better. So because of that, it is easy for demons to claim all of those items we use for beauty. It's easy for demons to claim them and operate through them because God did not tell us to use them. Because God said that everything he has created, he saw them, and then before God's eyes, everything he has created is good and perfect and beautiful. So you trying to add to it, you are saying, God, you didn't create me well, so I'm adding this to look better. So anything that happens to you using items because you want to look beautiful is your fault. Yeah, I don't know if you're getting my point. So in the realm of the spirit, many of these items, they have another identity. Many of them, if you see how they look in the realm of the spirit, you will throw all of them, all of those items away. If you see their real identity in the realm of the spirit, you will stop using them. Because we have another identity. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Maybe my English is not making sense. Let's say that you have a cup in your kitchen, a cup. Now, in your kitchen, that thing is a cup. But in the spiritual realm. Maybe it's a frog. To the physical eyes, it looks like a cop. But in the spiritual realm, which is where the truth is revealed, it is a frog. As in, the real identity of that thing is a frog, but it looks to you in this earthly realm as a cop. I don't know if you are getting my point. So that is how many of those things we use for beauty, that is how they are. They don't look the way you see them in the spiritual realm. I don't know if I'm making sense. So this is why you must be careful. So many of the fastings you are doing, and yet you're not seeing results. The prayers you are praying, you're not seeing results. Spiritual husbands keep on appearing in your dreams, molesting you, spiritual wives. And yet you have prayed and prayed and fasted and fasted, and nothing is changing. It could be those items in your room that you use for beauty that is making it difficult for you to get delivered. So forget about where is it in the Bible. Let us face spiritual realities. Forget about did God say this one is wrong? It is well. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that my body is your temple. Take it, fill it with your glory. I hand over my body to you. Take it, fill it with your glory. Use it for your glory. Beautify it with your glory. Decorate it with your glory. In the name of Jesus, I take back my body from every entanglement of darkness. I hand over my body to you. Fill it with your glory. Use it for your glory. Begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my body from every entanglement of darkness. I hand it over to you. Fill it with your glory. Use it for your glory. Beautify it with your glory. In the name of Jesus. Many of you don't yet know how beautiful you are, because your faith is in those items. That is where God has not yet revealed the beauty that He has placed in your body. Because you still think that until you add this and that to your body, you cannot be beautiful. It's a lie. It's a big lie. It's a big lie. Say, oh Lord, I disconnect my body from every entanglement of darkness. I give you my body. Use it for your glory. Fill my body with your glory. Beautify my body with your glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Beautify my body with your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. humming. Yeah, the last thing I will talk about on the issue of spiritual death or spiritual deadness is what I call thought slavery. Thought slavery, as in thoughts, as in what you think in your mind. Thought slavery. Yeah, devil is able to bring up a dirty thought in your mind, a negative thought in your mind, a prideful thought in your mind. And then it will put you in the bondage of that thought, such that you keep on thinking about that thing for hours. That thing causes spiritual death. The ability of Satan to bring up an unclean thought in your mind and then trap you inside that thought, such that you keep thinking and thinking and thinking on that thing for hours. And then you cannot come out of the realm of that thought. It causes spiritual death. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my mind from every power of darkness. Enslaving me through negative thoughts, through ungodly thoughts, unclean thoughts, unrighteous thoughts. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my mind. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Je jete tenda gashtrebana. Mahasu zijiliana, tejude de vadina katashda, lehenej dihasiadista, mahashe de denekitagabala. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, pray. Yeah, I want Sister Eleni, I guess I'm right with the pronunciation. Pray this prayer point for your daughter. You said she's having suicidal, she's feeling depressed and she's suicidal, having suicidal thoughts. Pray this particular prayer point we are praying right now. Pray it for your daughter. I mean Sister Eleni. Yeah. Continue to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head and begin to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my mind. Deliver my mind from powers of darkness enslaving me, tormenting me through ungodly thoughts." Continue to pray like that. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my mind. Deliver my mind from powers of darkness. Release my mind from the control of darkness, enslaving me through ungodly thoughts. In the name of Jesus, release my mind now. Release my mind now. In the name of Jesus. Release my mind. Release my mind. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my mind from every bondage of ungodly thoughts, from every bondage of unrighteous thoughts, from every bondage of suicidal thoughts, from every bondage of lustful thoughts, every bondage of doubts, doubtful thoughts, fearful thoughts. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release my mind now. In the name of Jesus, deliver my mind from the torments of ungodly thoughts, unrighteous thoughts, unclean thoughts, defiling thoughts. Deliver my mind from the bondage of such thoughts now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for that girl. Called Frida, by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, I decree that your mind is released now from that bondage of depression and suicide in the name of Jesus. Your mind is free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, I choose to follow the narrow way. You're going to say, Father, I choose to follow your narrow way. The Bible says that the road to the kingdom of God is narrow. The road to heaven is narrow. The way to heaven is narrow. But the way to hell is very broad, very wide. And thousands, not even thousands, millions, billions of souls are rushing through that way. You're going to say, Father, I choose to follow the narrow way that leads to your kingdom, that leads to eternal life. Oh, Lord, help me. I know that that way is not easy. I know that that way is not smooth. I know that that way is not comfortable to the flesh. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to follow the narrow way. Help me to follow the narrow way. Help me to do your will, even when it is not convenient. Even when it is not my wish. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God like that. Talk to Him sincerely. Say, Lord, I choose the narrow way. I choose the narrow way that leads to eternal life, that leads to your kingdom. Oh, Lord, help me to go through that way. In the name of Jesus, I choose that way. For it is only that way that leads to heaven. Oh, Lord, I choose that way. Help me. Help me. Help me to cast away my pride. Help me to cast away my lust. Help me to cast away pleasures of sin, pleasures of this world, and follow the narrow way. Help me, O God. Do you want to make heaven? Then pray this prayer seriously. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. If you see the rate at which people are going to hell, you will pray this prayer seriously. Maybe God needs to open your eyes. And then you see the rate at which people are going to hell and the multitudes that are going to hell every minute, because people die every minute and people are being born every minute. If you see the rate at which people are flocking into hell, I think you will pray this prayer seriously. Say, oh Lord, I choose the narrow way. I choose the narrow way. Yes, it is difficult. I choose it. Yes, it doesn't look flashing. It doesn't look acceptable by everyone. Yet, oh Lord, I choose it. It's full of challenges, pains, persecutions, sufferings. I choose that way. Oh Lord, help me to go through the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. A lot of Christians have given up on this way that leads to life. And they have chosen the broad way. Have you also given up on the narrow way? The narrow way says, no fornication, no sex before marriage. Do you still want that way? The narrow way says no cohabitation before marriage. You know what cohabitation means? A man and a woman living together, just as husbands and wives would live together, and yet they are not yet properly married to each other. They do everything couples will do with each other, and yet they are not yet properly married to each other. And many Christians do that. That is not the narrow way. That is the broad way. Yeah. So the narrow way is telling us to avoid so many things. That is why it is narrow. Because it cannot accommodate many things. So you will have to throw away many things to go through that way. So, are you throwing off those things the kingdom of God teaches? Or have you given up on the narrow way? Have you concluded that it's not for you? My brother, my sister, it is for you. The narrow way is for you. Because heaven is for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it my joy to go through the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Let it become my joy. Let it become my pleasure to follow the way of righteousness, the way of the truth, the way of purity, the way of holiness. Oh Lord, let it be my joy to follow this way. I don't care what others think about that way. Oh Lord, let it be my pleasure. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I don't care how the world feels about this way you have called me to follow. Oh Lord, make it my joy. Make it my pleasure to follow you in the way of the truth, to follow you in the way of righteousness, to follow you in the way of faith. Make it my joy. Make it my pleasure. Help me, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, we have three more prayer points. Now, some Christians have believed lies that says if you follow God in the way of the Bible, you would not prosper, as in you would not have prosperity. You would not have blessings. You would not have riches. You would not have greatness. It's a lie. Yeah. It's a lie. A big lie. In fact, it is following God in the Bible way that guarantees that you will have everlasting prosperity, everlasting greatness, everlasting wealth. It is following God in the Bible way, in the narrow way, that guarantees that you will have a life full of many beautiful things, many glorious things. You're going to pray, but God, you know, God would prove you first. God will test you. God will check if you are willing to give up even the things you cherish the most to follow Him. And if God sees that you really are willing, if God sees you get rid of many things because you seriously want righteousness, that is when you will now pour out a lot of blessings and greatness. and wealth and prosperity upon you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, whatsoever is left in me that I have not given up to follow you in the path you have chosen for me to follow you, help me, Lord, to give them up. Talk to God sincerely. So whatsoever is left in me that I'm yet to get rid of, to follow you in the path of the truth and eternal life. Oh Lord, help me to crucify them. Help me to get rid of them. Help me to cast them away. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can't follow Jesus and not give up things. You must give up a lot. If you have not given up things, it means it's not Jesus you are following. Maybe it's another Jesus. You can't follow Jesus and not lay down many things and not give up many things. It's not possible. Say, oh Lord, help me to give up whatsoever is left that I have not given up, to follow this narrow way that leads to eternal life. Help me to give them up. Help me to lay them down. Help me to give them up. Thank you, Lord. Help me to lay them down. Everything that is left in my attitude, in my character, in my lifestyle, everything that is left. Help me to lay them down. Help me to crucify them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, stir up in me and hatred for everything that defiles my spiritual garment. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, stir up from within me and hatred for everything that defiles my spiritual garment, everything that defiles me in your sight. Oh Lord, make me hate them. Make me hate those things. Stir up in me an hatred for those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, stir up in me hatred for everything that stains my spiritual garment, hatred for everything that defiles my spiritual garment. Lord Jesus, tear up that hatred in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to begin to hate everything that corrupts and pollutes and defiles. In the name of Jesus, stir up that hatred now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray You're going to say, Lord Jesus, transform me into a violent and merciless warrior that destroys all the works of the devil. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, change me into a violent and merciless soldier. Violent and merciless warrior that destroys every work of the devil. Every oppression of darkness, change me into that warrior. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, by your anointing, by your fire, transform me into a violent warrior. Transform me to a merciless warrior. When God sent the Israelites to battle, he would give instructions like, utterly destroy them. In fact, when God told King Saul to go and fight the Amalekites, he said, kill them all, whether they are pregnant women, whether they are children, show no mercy, kill them all. Yeah, that is merciless, being merciless. Now, when it comes to destroying the works of the devil, you must show no mercy. When it comes to destroying the works of witchcraft, you must be merciless. Because they will not show you mercy. They are ready to destroy you. So, oh Lord, transform me into a violent and merciless warrior that destroys all the works of darkness and witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, transform me into such warrior. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. I will pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we are so grateful for everything you have done. Thank you for what you will do very shortly in our lives. Thank you for your power that cannot fail. Thank you for your name that cannot fail. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful for everything you have shown us during the course of these prayers. We are so grateful for deliverance from spiritual death you have given to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon every life here right now and show everyone mercy. Let your mercy speak for everyone. And let your blood flow into every life and begin to destroy the roots of darkness and the roots of spiritual death. Let your blood flow into every life and set everyone free now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall overcome from today onward, and hand shall come to your oppression and torment and slavery in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer be oppressed. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God shall appear in every realm where you have been held captive, and the fire of God shall release you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the hunger of God come upon the stubborn enemies of your life and destiny. Let the hunger of God come upon them and waste them all. In the name of Jesus, a great revival that will last forever in your life. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, a great revival in your spirit, a great revival in your soul, a great revival in your body that will make you alive and awakened unto God forever. Receive it now in Jesus' name. I curse every sickness and disease fighting your health and peace. I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses, diseases troubling your peace and health, I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.